list. Of course you haven't yet. You're going to. We have far more people than normal today.
I'm one of your hosts, John Roland.
I'm Anthony Richards.
I'm Elliot Cabay, your tertiary host. And
yeah,
also,
tertiary also means least favorite.
I know.
This is facts.
No,
and
just
also
kidding, it's Anthony.
The one who will introduce our special guests. We have Ben and Kira. Kira.
Hello.
Someone said Kira.
As it's said in Death Note, Light Yagami.
Yeah, but I almost said it as in like JoJo's Kira Queen. So I shouldn't have done that.
As the long only as we're going with the anime.
Yeah, at least that's fine.
The only thing I know from JoJo is it was me. Wait, what is it?
But it was me. Dio. Yeah,
Dio.
That one.
That's the only thing I know, and that's because of you. Anyway,
it's the only thing you need
Ben,
to know, probably.
Kira, would you like to share with us any specific nerd topics you guys are particularly versed in so that everyone knows you have the credentials to be on the show?
You want to start?
It's okay. The credentials you need to be on the show is you need to be breathing. So I'm sorry, Sophia. You're not good enough for us.
Oh,
who's Sophia?
No, she's robot waifu. She's fine.
Yeah, she's a Saudi Arabian citizen, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, no, we talked about that on here.
I don't remember this.
We did.
Oh, wow.
Someone got their waifu citizenized?
It
I don't know if that's a word.
Citizenized. No, it's a... Okay. It's a
Citizen
it's
Kane.
It's an AI that they put into a robot. First off, a little bit of tidbit information. She can walk now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she's a Saudi Arabian citizen.
Do you watch Archer?
No.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm specifically thinking of Krieger and his anime, like, waifu.
Wife?
That, yes.
Yeah.
Who's supposedly so realistic, they allowed him to get married to her in the state of New York.
That's pretty good.
It's okay. We could be Japan where we're allowed to marry Nintendogs, so.
So weird.
I don't know. I think.
No,
I,
you can marry the character if you get approval from the creator.
So you
actually need a
blessing?
In Japan, you can get...
I didn't know that there was any kind of approval process.
Yes, to get the official name for your waifu, to have it on your...
Wait, is this going to be like horses where they can only have one name? So eventually you're going
to
be like...
I got to talk to Dan Salvato if that's true.
Stop.
But yes, you can legally marry your waifu, and it's a legal document if you get the creator's permission.
Can they only marry them off once?
For certain games and programs, they'll actually create you, a virtual, game where it's just your waifu and you, she talks to you like a wife. And it's a lot of money.
That's why birth rates are declining.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one way to get...
Because, population control.
Yeah. All right. True.
You know what's better population control?
Anthrax?
No, Apple. Because apparently the kids use too much smartphone.
No, you're getting off topic. Okay, let's go back to these credentials, right? I want to hear these credentials.
Yeah, all right.
What are some things you're interested in and what are hobbies?
Yeah, what hobbies do you have?
Anime, video games, card games.
Dope. All right, she's definitely cut out for this show.
All right,
Ben, what do you bring to the table?
We actually don't have to talk about
for me, watch anime, play a lot of video games. I have...
You're fired. You currently have the same credentials.
Well, no.
You two are literally the same person.
Hey,
literally.
Oh,
true.
Well, here's
never
the
mind.
Other thing.
She has one up
you
on
mean
you?
Like blackjack?
Well, I got software engineering blackjack? As my major, yeah, and I have 8 years experience on YouTube as a creator.
Yo. Okay. All right.
You're,
this is
you're still fired.
See, they diverged at the end there. I think they're both now their own unique individuals.
Oh, and I used to be president of the Comic Manga Club. So
yeah, he's fired because he wasn't president of the Comic Manga Club.
I was our president.
I'm a co-president.
So I have all of the comic books in my room now, and I'm just thinking, should I just donate those to the library?
We'll actually talk about that tonight.
Okay.
So, no. Not yet.
Okay. But anyway. Well, it's nice to have you guys on here. Sorry you have to share a mic.
It's fine. Thanks for having us.
No problem. You say us as in you guys both walked in here as one cohesive unit.
I walked in here to see what was going on.
And then
he said,
sit down. Yeah, that's Def John for you.
I told her
did
if
you have a button on your desk that.
I mean, maybe. But no, I was sitting with her in Romo's. I'm like, I gotta go do the show. If you're bored, you can come join us. And I didn't actually think she'd join us, but she joined us. So
well, that's
and now
nice.
Here she is.
Yeah, typically when people offer me things, I think about and decide not to. So I just assume most people end up doing the same. But I think I'm just horribly mistaken in that.
Maybe but
just
the more you refuse, the more they won't invite you again.
Yeah, that's good for me.
John's horribly socially awkward. That's why he's doing a podcast called Nerd News Now.
And I'm joining him instead of sitting in Romo's by myself for an hour.
Hi. Fair.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's fair.
Good points have been made.
All right. I want to get on to this because I've had a dearth of musky news, a dearth of nerd news now lately because of the past month.
True.
But let's bebop over to the musky news of the month.
Yeah, the musky newses
of the month. because we just kind of summarized everything that happened to musky Tesla, the Hyperloop.
Mm-hmm. In 2017, at the end of last
year. Yeah, December 2017. The big one that I want to talk about is the Falcon Heavy rocket has been raised on the launch pad. It's said to launch at the end of January, and I'm excited because it's one of the most powerful rockets. I think the Saturn V was a little more powerful.
Yeah. Oh, so I was watching a video, right, that was basically talking about the economic feasibility. Like, okay, so basically whether or not the Falcon Heavy rockets or any of what's this company, SpaceX?
Yeah, SpaceX.
Any of SpaceX's rockets are actually economically viable, right? Because this is the thing. They made the analogy that if you're going to go to the store, you don't buy a new car every single time. So is it more viable to do the same thing in space travel?
Wait,
reusing the rockets?
Are you telling me that when I run out of fuel, I don't need to buy a new car?
I thought
surprisingly,
you stood for
you and don't.
So Paris Hilton was wrong?
Patrick Starr was wrong?
Wait a second. I can't imagine a universe where Paris Hilton and Patrick Starr were incorrect about something. They're literally my idols, guys.
The fact that we have to lump Paris Hilton and Patrick Starr into the same group. It makes me sad for Patrick Starr.
What if Patrick Starr was actually inspired by Paris Hilton?
No, definitely not. It doesn't work that way.
What if?
Way around,
what if Paris Hilton was inspired by Patrick Starr, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hands down, that's what happened.
I can believe that one.
Probably.
There you go. Conspiracy theory confirmed. Earth is still an egg. We're on track.
Egg. Earth is still an egg, yeah. So, anyway, basically what it came down to was that... See, Musky's basically competing with another company that also is trying to do the same thing.
Boeing, right?
No, not Boeing. It's someone else that's owned by the DOD.
The DOD?
Yeah.
I have no idea what
Department of Defense.
About.
Yeah, Department of Defense. So military.
Not DOD, I meant the company.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the company. I'll probably open this video and then read through it so that I can tell you what it is later. But as of right now, I don't remember the name. Just know that they are owned by the DOD. And Musky is still managing, right, with his minuscule budget in comparison to the DOD to make his rockets cheaper than they have been able to.
Really?
Yes, on subsequent launches. And then also the price of refurbishing the rockets after they land to send them back up again is less than half the price of making a brand new one or making that rocket in the first place.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, one rock, he's doing the whole, like, don't buy a car every time you drive it. Don't buy a new car every time you drive it. And it is economically feasible.
Exactly.
It's almost as if that person had a basic understanding of how economics works.
Right? Almost.
Almost. You know, like, this thing that should be completely reusable, what if we don't reuse it? I think that's more economically feasible. Mm-hmm. The fact that was brought into question just...
No, and so this is, the only reason it was brought into question was because, for some reason, like, NASA had never been doing that before, and so basically the video I was watching was like, basically, why wasn't NASA doing this before?
Didn't they not? Yeah, they didn't have the technology, did they?
It was something along the lines of that, and also, like, the rockets that they had been using at the time were, like, behemoths, and I don't remember exactly the explanation, but it basically comes down to they didn't have the technology at the time.
Yeah, you need really advanced drone technology to do that.
Have you guys ever, like, been to the Kennedy Space Center, though?
No.
The rockets are massive.
Yeah.
You look at the picture, like, oh, yeah, they're big. You walk into a building, it's a hangar, and the rocket's, like, a quarter mile long, probably, and you're just like, oh.
Oh, wow.
These are bigger than I thought by a factor of, like, 50.
Oh, geez. Okay. So, yeah, then that's definitely why they couldn't do it. Because
his rockets are definitely quite a bit smaller.
Yeah.
I imagine, at least. Or, I'm pretty sure the video did talk about how they are smaller.
Falcon
but
Heavy.
But they are able to, or at least Muskie is trying to get them to the point where it is feasibly cheaper per pound to send off his rockets than it was ever to send off the rockets that NASA had been making.
Really?
And NASA, and he's making really good progress currently, and he has a plan for it to get cheaper and cheaper as the years keep going by. And so NASA's really hoping that he does, so that that way they can make a partnership with SpaceX.
Okay. I get it. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, the Falcon Heavy is only 40 meters shorter than the Saturn V.
I mean, 40 meters is still...
Yeah, 40 meters is still 40 meters. Like, yeah. It's several hundred feet, I think.
But when we're talking about, like, a quarter mile long, 40 meters is...
Chump change.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, in terms of weight, that's probably a couple thousand pounds.
Yeah.
So...
This is facts. Yeah. Let's not forget about, like, the three different tanks of fuel that rockets would use back then to get up into space, whereas Muskie's just like, I have this rocket, let's fire it off. No, never mind. Now that I do think about it, I'm thinking about all the videos I've seen of the rockets landing. Now that I think about it, he actually does have to send his rockets off in stages too.
Yes, that is how rockets work. Yeah, if they don't do that, they're too heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you just have all this like leftover mass that you don't need. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I played Kerbal.
Yeah, honestly, Kerbal's a great game just because
Kerbal's
it teaches
a great game
you
to understand,
so much.
To understand how to do space stuff. I had a buddy in Kerbal. I just want to go on a tangent real quick. He orbited the Earth using one stage.
He must have had like 500 rockets.
He had four of those big orange tanks and then the heaviest rocket, and that was it. And he orbited.
I'm amazed he got up then.
I know. I was absolutely mortified when I heard that.
You know, once I got so bored, I put on like 600 rockets.
Yeah.
It made a nice spiral shape for a little bit, and then the rockets just dislodged from each other and just exploded.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
That's that game for you.
10 out of 10. We'll play again.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I see here it says NVIDIA, Volkswagen, and Uber. Want to tell us what that's about, John?
Apparently, they made a partnership. I have no idea why. It's for self-driving cars. So,
I guess we'll see,
because GPUs are better at processing complex operations than CPUs.
Fair enough.
It's just they don't do as much.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, self-driving cars might get better.
I ran out in front of a self-driving car.
Wait, really?
During Christmas break, yeah.
Was it on purpose?
No.
It
should have
been.
Completely an accident. I didn't see it coming, and I jumped out in front, and the guy stopped. Well, the car stopped. The guy didn't do anything.
The car saw me
stop. I turned and went like this, and then the guy driving behind raised both his hands and just shook. I'm like, oh, that's a self-driving car. I'm gonna keep going. And I realized if that would have been any other car, I would have been hit.
Probably.
Like, that's not a joke. I would have been hit.
That's so funny.
Huh.
It's great. That's why I love self-driving cars. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for one of them. I'm gonna exaggerate the story to the point that I was like, oh yeah, I was coming down barreling 98 miles an hour. Like, nah, it was going like 2 miles an hour. It would have been a love tap, but
yeah. Your leg would have felt a lot of love.
Yeah.
So much love it probably would have broke.
Maybe.
Kira, Ben, your thoughts on self-driving cars?
I'm interested in it. I feel like it could be a really good thing. In like the future, if like enough people have it, but then like not everyone's gonna have it, so you still got human error. And even then, like, the technology isn't going to be perfect. You know, you're going to have mistakes. And, like, with any computerized device, you know, you're going to have weird glitches in the software. You know, when I'm using my laptop, sometimes it will do this, like, weird thing or another weird thing. It just does multiple weird things sometimes. And that's just what happens with software. So I'd say it's a good idea, but I feel like as we get more into the application of it, we can see some like new problems arise with it, whether it be from just software errors or human errors that occur in response to like the self-driving cars.
That's fair.
I like it.
It reminds me of either a movie or anime that I watched that I can't remember, but it actually judged the person's life worth. And if there was to be a crash that was unavoidable, it would put those people in harm's way versus the people whose life was more worthy. So it like kind of calculated and decided who was worth saving.
Okay.
I want to watch that now.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's
but I definitely appreciate how you took the question, connected it to an anime.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember if it was anime.
I think it was a movie. I think it was a movie.
Okay. It was one or the other.
The thing that I love, it's like, oh yeah, it's gonna have to weigh who gets in the crash and who's not. It's like, well, I mean, if everyone's in the self-driving car, then it doesn't really have to do that because crashes will basically be. You know,
well, there's always going to be like happening. Earthquakes yeah. or other yeah, things that are going to cause stuff, yeah. something.
Yeah. Also, the fact that self-driving cars will make traffic basically non-existent.
Yeah.
So, oh yes, I cannot wait for the age of trafficlessness.
Yeah. No, watching a crowded intersection will be just. It'll be stupendous because cars will be moving so flawlessly, like with maybe inches between each other.
And the point is what you're supposed to be able to do is just walk right through it, and the cars don't touch you.
Like B-movie.
Like B-movie.
So what like about B-movie. Hackers?
Guys.
What about hackers?
Listen.
They can hack cars now.
B-movie. B-movie was a prediction of our future. It's a fascist society where you're born and die in 3 days.
I like the idea of self-driving cars. That, however, is frightening.
Yeah.
Frightening thing to consider.
Can we just go back to horses? Horses aren't fast enough to really cause many problems.
Horses are dead.
No, but see, the problems that people had with horses before
is they poop everywhere.
Yes, so you would have horses die, and you would have horses poop, and so it was called horse pollution.
Yeah.
So horse pollution is a thing. It's horrible because it smells bad and it looks bad and it creates.
Does it taste bad?
I've never eaten horse meat.
Did you just say you have?
I've never eaten horse meat.
That's probably better. Tough. I've never tried it. Yeah, I've never.
Yeah, yeah, it would be tough. They're all all muscle.
Exactly. I like sticking to my typical chicken, steak, and beef.
Yeah.
Wait, like steak lamb. And beef is the same thing. Chicken,
lamb.
Beef, and pork.
I'm a lamb guy.
I have never eaten lamb, actually.
And I love goat. Lamb is good. My meats of choice. Are chicken, lamb, goat.
Goat's beef. Good. Goat's not my favorite, but goat's good.
Goat with a good Jamaican curry is fantastic.
All right, let's get off the topic of various different exotic meats.
Can I
talk about an exotic film company?
Yeah, well, not.
All right, never mind. If we're going into film, then you guys can go ahead because I wanted to say something about a movie.
No, and we're going into film right now.
Oh, well, then I'm going to say something about a movie.
Okay, go ahead.
I watched The Last Jedi over this break.
If you spoil anything, I'm just saying that wall over there is going to have an indent with the shape of
John,
your head.
John, I will go with you and watch it again.
Really? You liked it that much?
So this is the thing.
What are you doing this weekend?
Huh?
What are you doing this weekend?
Absolutely nothing as of far.
I might be okay with seeing it this weekend.
Lovely. I will be definitely okay with seeing it again. But this is my thing. I was watching the movie, and it was getting like halfway through, and I'm all like, I'm liking this movie, but is it the best one? And, like, there are several reasons I won't get into because I don't want to get into the spoilers. And I was all like, I really don't want to be that person who's all like, the new movies are so much better than the originals. But then, like, it got to a point where I was just all like, I love this movie so much.
I thought it was too funny.
I didn't enjoy it.
I thought there were too many jokes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was my big gripe.
Huh.
Exactly.
My cat made the sad face that the birds made.
Aww. But no, like,
that's adorable.
It's definitely too child friendly for my tastes.
That's why I love Rogue One, because it's just a Vietnam movie with a Star Wars skin on it.
That's the thing. Like, Rogue One was really good, but I felt like Last Jedi had too many jokes, and I don't want to spoil anything, but yeah, it's like too much jokes, too much humor in it. And then, like, there's other plot related problems to it that I don't want to get into.
There's
because
always plot related problems in a Star Wars movie.
It's not necessarily the
in
plot.
In every movie. The Indiana Jones, he didn't have to do anything. Every movie, except Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Had he not done anything, that movie would have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, not necessarily.
That's why it would have been better.
Not necessarily the plot, but I'd say the characters are my biggest problem with this new trilogy right now.
I don't want to get into it. We'll wait. Wait until, you know, February, March, and we'll really do a plot analysis.
Wait, so does this mean we're going to sit down and have a, like, the new trilogy, like, a watch party?
We can do that.
The new trilogy?
Yeah. Okay, so when I say the new trilogy, I mean, like, as of right now, the ones that are out from the new section. So that's Rogue One and then 7 and 8.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
And then we can do a plot analysis of them. But we got to watch 1, 2, and 3 first, because we got to have a frame of reference.
Well, we got to watch them all then, because you can't watch them out of order. 4, 5, and 6?
Like, no, we got to watch 1, 2, and 3.
I don't want
to
watch
1, 2. You need to understand what garbage actually is before... You, like, decide that this movie's garbage.
Hey, now, 3 wasn't actually bad. It's just it
wasn't all that bad.
It fell in a bad time. That's all.
All right, so out of the first, like, or the originals, 3 was definitely my favorite because 3 was definitely the best. And, I mean, and that's not really a super high margin to beat, but it was the best out of them. Out of the...
3 was the prettiest by far.
Yeah. The CGI wasn't...
From the original trilogy, my favorite is definitely 5, and...
I can agree with that.
Yeah, that's good.
And from the newest section, my favorite is 8. It's between 8 and Rogue One, honestly.
Rogue One's not the trilogy. Okay. Rogue One is to this new trilogy, the Clone Wars cartoon is to the prequel trilogy. All right,
fair.
So it's... The prequel trilogy? Oh, yeah, so it's better in leaps and bounds, but no one really notices it.
Sure.
Because the Clone Wars TV show is good.
It was great. I hate, because, look, over this break, my brother just got into Star Wars, I hate it because whenever I would try and watch the Clone Wars, because back then we all had to, like, share the TV, and I would get so much crap any single time I remote, like, tried to change it to, like, either Naruto or the Clone Wars.
Who's
like,
he would Naruto? Always
try and fight me. And so I was just like, you know what?
Naruto.
Fine.
Naruto.
Who is
Boruto?
That?
Yeah, I said Naruto.
I only know Boruto's dad. I don't know any Narutos.
Yeah.
Bothered me.
Well, you know what? I probably would pronounce it right. My brother didn't get on my case every single time I tried to watch it during my adolescence.
It's okay.
It's okay.
If you're going to have all this rage, we should talk about this topic while we still have time.
All right. Okay. Let's move on to the rage-inducing topic of the day.
All right.
So,
let me close my Insta chat.
So everyone remember how everyone always accusing Apple of slowing down old phones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those aren't accusations anymore.
They actually do that.
Yeah, no, I did not see a meme. That.
Yep.
Non-meme alert. Do we have a siren? Can you play the siren noise?
I'll give the siren. Whee. Just give me a minute.
Meme review. Whee. No, I can't make that joke. But anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
Are you ready for the siren? I don't know what it's going to sound like.
it's just like an air horn.
It might be. Who knows? Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tornado warning siren, sure.
Okay.
We're not going to hear it, are we?
You guys aren't, but Ben can hear it.
Yep.
There we go. There's our siren.
Oh, yeah, New Year's resolution, I'm lifting my ban on sound clips. New
Good.
Year, new me.
Good.
We need to make a full soundboard now.
We need to make a full soundboard.
Yeah, we'll just use them sparingly.
We'll use them very sparingly. But anyway... Weekly Apple hate. Yeah, they actually do slow down your phone, believe it or not. What's their reasoning? Your battery doesn't explode?
It's for the battery on older phones. However, if you get the battery change, it goes back to its original, like, speed and computing capacity.
Really?
Yeah, so you change the battery. So it's meant to change... All right, so they slow down the phone because the batteries start to get a whole lot less efficient, you know, as they get older. Obviously, that's how batteries work. And so slowing it down is supposed to help basically conserve the battery life to an extent and make sure that it doesn't murder the battery.
And
get a brand new battery, though.
But you know what's beautiful about that, though, before we get on to that? The battery still just randomly dies at random percentages.
The battery's still garbage. Like, it doesn't help.
Yeah, they accomplish nothing by doing it.
But it's interesting you say that. So basically what it is it's a clock. And what it does is it probably uses something with the battery that you know, it's an Apple battery, so they could do whatever they want with it.
Mm-hmm.
They might have a pseudo MAC address on it. So if they find out that the MAC address has changed, then it resets the clock, and it just runs to a point that it dies.
Something like that.
So basically, they know their batteries have a death life.
Yes.
And instead of making better batteries, they slow down your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Apple for you.
That's Apple for you, everyone.
They could be innovating right now, but what's innovation? We have the logo.
We got the logo. We got the money.
We got
but
the people.
Actually, no, I'm running into battery issues with my Samsung now.
Yeah. Mm. And Samsung actually has a higher market share now in the cellular phone market than Apple does.
But the best thing about it is it's very, isn't it pretty, it's pretty easy to change these batteries.
Yeah. I don't know if yours is removable, but a lot of Androids are.
Mine is not. Mine is probably removable if I get the back case off.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, if the back case isn't meant to come off, it doesn't count.
Yeah, good point.
Glad to see that you are not an iPhone user. No. Ben, this is just yet adding to the reasons why you need to leave.
Well, no, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, so I have a 5S, and I got this when 3 years ago. My whole family got iPhones. And it's like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. Now, I'm just trying to make it last as long as possible, and then when I get a new phone, if that ever happens, which probably will happen, it's an Apple product, I'll switch away from Apple. I'm just using it now while I still have it. My problem is this. So everyone got the 5S at the same time. iOS 11 came out, and my mom, she got iOS 11 as soon as it came out. It killed her phone. She has an iPhone 7 now. You know, so that's why. So I don't update my iOS because it's like, okay, my phone's going to die if I do that. Although they reportedly fixed that problem, but still.
Oh, they probably do it in updates, Elliot.
It's partly what? That.
The thing where they kill the battery, they probably, in the newer update. So if you have an older phone and you get a newer update, they set in the update that it basically slows down your phone based off of what battery you have.
So basically, that's why it can't upgrade to a higher iOS.
I guess so.
Because it's like, well, we can't slow down your phone anymore, so we'll just kill it.
Yeah,
that's why if you've heard of people who take their older products and put them back on their older OS versions, they run just fine. It's nothing to do with an actual hardware limit. It's just slowing down the phone. The software checks to see what phone model you have, and then it just slows down your phone accordingly.
But yeah, because like I'm on iOS 9 right now, and my phone works just fine. But I know there's going to be a point in the future where either A, the phone's just going to naturally die out, or B, something's going to happen where I have to be forced to get a new iOS. Because I've experienced apps back before I got iOS 9. There was like a couple apps that were like, oh, you need iOS 9 to use this app, and so. That's kind of like what's going on, is that the App Store pushes newer iOS versions, and then I try to stick with the old one so my phone will last, but I know eventually this thing's going to die, so.
Yeah.
That brings up two things. First, I don't know if you guys saw, but I think it was Apple, actually, who recently tried to dispel the rumor that closing apps does not save phone battery. It actually wastes phone battery.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't make any sense because it has to sit in RAM, and RAM is powered by electricity.
Yeah.
If you're using your RAM, you're using electricity, and it'll run slower anyways. It saves battery. Like, if you're like constantly closing messaging just to reopen it a few minutes later, sure, that wastes battery because it takes more power to start up.
Yeah.
But if you're going to leave it sitting for like days, closing it's better.
Yeah, yeah.
And to Apple's solution to the problem makes me so mad.
What, does it get a new iPhone?
No. They're offering cheaper battery replacements, but they're still not free.
Yeah. I just checked on the prices to replace batteries.
Yeah, Samsung does it. Samsung replaces your battery for $73.
But they don't cripple your hardware on purpose.
Yeah.
Apple cripples it on purpose, and now their retaliation is, well, we're kind of sorry, so we'll give you a discount.
Yeah, for a couple months, and then, hey, nope, discount ran out. Back at it again, old Apple. But no, this just infuriates me, because it's a long trend in Apple's history that you're going to use the computer the way we intend it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if you played
like
one of the
Legends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to use the champion as we intend it, and if you use it any other way, we will change the champion so it cannot be used in that way ever again, and ruin the champion.
Yeah.
Who'd they do that to? They're playing, it was Jungle Someone.
I don't remember,
honestly. I don't remember, but it was like, this champion was actually really good in Jungle.
How old?
What is it now, season 7?
Something like that.
I think it was like season 6, season 5.
I think season 5 sounds
It was a support. they're using the jungling.
Mm-hmm. I think I know who you're talking about.
Was it Braum, maybe?
Yeah, Jungle Braum.
I know he was popular for a while.
They did something.
But I don't think they broke him when they fixed him.
No.
See, this is the thing I like about a...
Tarik. I think it might have been Tarik, actually.
Yeah.
Because after the rework, he happened to be half decent in the jungle. Because he's kind of useless as a support.
Yeah. So, the MOBA Paragon, right? Which is, like a third-person shooter MOBA, basically.
You talk about this game too much.
Yeah, well, I currently have a lot of problems with it. But the one thing I don't have a problem with in this game is the fact that they will actually restructure champions so that they better fit the playstyle of how the community is playing champion.
Rito does the exact opposite.
Yeah. There was a champion that they had that was supposed to be like a mid laner mage style character, and people were like trying to play him as a carry, right? Because he has like one ability that does really high sniping damage, and then if you get his basic attack to fire off fast enough, he does pretty considerable damage with it. And they're all like, "Yeah, we like this. All right, we'll build him. We'll tweak the numbers so that he could be viably played as a carry and also a mid laner. So now you can play him as a mid laner or a carry, but he's a whole lot more viable as a carry."
That's pretty cool. I like that. Well, let's move on since we're on a minor time constraint.
True.
John, USB-C.
Yeah. When I was looking for things to talk about today, I saw an article complaining about how in upper-end headphones, you can replace the little earbud units from the wire separately because they detach, because that way there's less points of failure. If one thing goes wrong, you just replace the one thing. Mm-hmm. And the one thing they were complaining about is how Shure is releasing a USB Type-C cable for its the SE line, which is it's a higher-end line. Their lowest-end model, and that is $99. And most people get higher than that because these aren't for the people who go to like Five Below
or
like Walmart and like, $20. These are good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
These are for people who actually like use them religiously.
Audiophiles, like my ex-roommate. Rest in peace, Antoine. He's not dead.
He is not an audiophile.
What?
Yeah, he enlisted. What?
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Antoine's not going to be back until fall.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so
we'll talk about
the
that
more you know
later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. That's not nerd information.
That's not
but
nerd information.
Antoine is he's definitely an audiophile.
He'll be back for his birthday.
He is obsessed with music and like good audio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, because he's not a rich audiophile. That's why I'm saying he's not. Because I'm used to when people say they're audiophiles, they have like $300 earbuds.
I'm an audiophile.
In like $5,000 speaker sets.
You know, Antoine does very extensive. So you're right, he's not a rich audiophile, but he will do
very extensive research
on like the stuff that he can viably get.
Yeah. Yeah.
To make sure that whatever
I'm like that with vinyl. I want like the best vinyl experience I can get. Mm. Specifically vinyl. I don't really care about like cassettes or CDs or digital downloads.
I know, but so back to what I was saying. So the cord's $99, which it's a little bit more than it would be otherwise, sure, but it's the same quality as is on the higher end models of the earbuds, so it's a better wire. And people are complaining about it. Like, this is not a consumer product. Why are you complaining about it? Yeah. You pay $150 for Apple's wireless earbuds. But you get a $50 replacement for something that sounds a $100 replacement for something that sounds better, and oh no, it's $50 cheaper, but it's too much.
Apple's protected by their logo.
Yeah, that's the thing. Apple has that whole logo garbage, right? Mm-hmm. So they can really charge whatever they want. It's a shield. It's a shield, and they have all their fanboys to protect them. They got the shields. They got the knights. They got the white knights.
Yeah. Instead of Agents of Shield, Agents of Apple.
Agents of Apple.
Now, what's that stand
for?
I have no idea.
Five of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So excited.
Wait, that show's still going on?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
It's a good show.
I have never actually watched it.
Okay. But yeah, it's a good show. Yeah, that's the thing. Like that's a real problem that a lot of people have. Like, you'll see something that is for a niche market, but and it's expensive and it's good, but people will complain about it.
It's like people complaining about computer graphics cards, but they only look at the really new high-end ones. Like, if you are complaining about, like, this, yes, they're expensive, But they make cheaper ones that work just fine.
Exactly.
Like, you'll have to replace it a couple years sooner, but you're saving a couple hundred now.
Yeah.
So, you're getting what you're paying for.
Is still viable to use?
Yeah, honestly, you could use an 800 card from NVIDIA. Like, it might not run as well as the 9 series, but
yeah.
the 8s would still work. You can use a 2 or 3 year old AMD.
Yeah. That's what I have.
They're not going to run 4K at 60 FPS, but newer cards can barely do that.
Yeah, so
you pick and choose your battles.
Yeah.
Right, but I think that's actually all the time we have today. I hate having a microphone with a stand. Unfortunately, some of us have class, so this is going to be cut short, but we will be back at a normal time, hopefully next week.
Normal time, normal schedule. We will talk a lot more.
Yeah.
And a lot less random tangents.
Voices? Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were talking about the extras.
We're so appreciated.
Guests are welcome, Anthony.
Don't be so mean, Anthony.
Sorry.
You know what, Ben? You're hired. Anthony, you're fired.
Yeah.
Sweet.
The pay is nothing.
I'm fine with that.
The pay is the fact that you get to be on the show every week.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's fine by me. I made zero on YouTube, so hey, I'm used to it.
That YouTube dosh.
Roasted. Anybody have closing remarks?
Well, hey, it's very nice to be back, and I'm really looking forward to another whole semester this time of Nerd News Now.
A wholesome semester.
A wholesome semester. I have dyslexia of the mouth. Please do not.
That would be stuttering.
I love that because I say that all the time. I'll say something incorrectly, and then people will be like, "Did you mean?" I'm like, "Stop! I have dyslexia." Or I'll hear them incorrectly, and they'll be all like, "That's not what I said." And I'm all like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I have
a condition with the hearing, so I'll talk about that later, though."
Yeah, but my closing remark is goodbye, Nerdles. It's a brand new year. Let's get
New Year, new memes.
Happy New Year, all like 10 of you people who listen to us.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everyone.
All 10 of them being Elliot's mom.
Whee! They're devices. 8 computers laid out. They're all connected to different wireless networks.
I believe it.
Lovely.